You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on Getting Things Done. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Note on Getting Things Done, The Art of Stress-Free Productivity by David Allen. As always, let's kick it off with a quote. Welcome to a goldmine of insights into strategies for how to have more energy, be more relaxed, and get a lot more accomplished with much less effort. If you're like me, you like getting things done and doing them well, and yet you also want to savor life in ways that seem increasingly elusive, if not downright impossible, if you're working too hard. This doesn't have to be an either-or proposition. It is possible to be effectively doing while you are delightfully being in your ordinary workaday world. End quote. That is David Allen from Getting Things Done. David Allen is brilliant, and Getting Things Done, aka GTD, rocks. Although I don't follow the GTD methodology precisely, David and his approach have been one of my primary inspirations for how I manage my time and life. I'm an omnifocus guy. I got a link in the PDF, you can check that out, or just Google OmniFocus, and I use that to GTDify my projects. David's books, newsletter, and products are awesome. I have a link in the PDF to a recording of a live workshop he gave, and I use a little mini credit card holder notepad thingy that I've also got a link to in the PDF to capture ideas, to-dos, etc. I've been doing that for years. I highly recommend you dive deeper into David's work. If you're looking to master the art of stress-free productivity, check out his site at gettingthingsdone.com. And I also have a link in the PDF to an interview I did with David a couple years ago. You might enjoy as well, 30 minutes of goodness. For now, I'm not going to try to capture the systematic methodology of GTD in this note, which would be impossible anyway. Rather, we'll have fun looking at a handful of my favorite high-level, uber-practical big ideas. Hope you dig it. Let's jump straight in. First big idea. Clear heads plus new habits. Quote, it's possible for a person to have an overwhelming number of things to do and still function productively with a clear head and a positive sense of relaxed control. That's a great way to live and work at elevated levels of effectiveness and efficiency. It's also becoming a critical operational style required of successful and high-performing professionals. You already know how to do everything necessary to achieve this high-performance state. If you're like most people, however, you need to apply these skills in a more timely, complete, and systematic way so you can get on top of it all instead of feeling buried. End quote. Two things. One, it is possible to have a ton of things need to get done and have a clear head and a calm, centered sense of control. And two, you already know how to do everything required to achieve this state, but you'll need to build some new habits to make it all a consistent reality. Alrighty, sounds good. So what do we need to do? Well, I'm glad you asked. That leads to our next big idea, two key objectives. The methods I present here are all based on two key objectives. One, capturing all the things that need to get done, now, later, someday, big, little, or in between, into a logical and trusted system outside your head and off your mind. And two, disciplining yourself to make front-end decisions about all the inputs you let into your life so that you will always have a plan for next actions that you can implement or renegotiate at any moment, end quote. So, GTD can be boiled down to two key objectives. Objective number one, capture everything that needs to get done into a trusted system. Keywords there, capture everything, trusted system. Too often we have things flying around in our heads that we never nail down. It's like having a computer with 1,000 programs open. Not effective. As David says, most people walk around with their RAM bursting at the seams. They're constantly distracted. Their focus disturbed by their own internal mental overload. End quote. We want to make sure that all of the things that ever need to get done are captured. Where? In a trusted system. I use OmniFocus. Then what? Then our minds are clear, or at least clearer, knowing that we have the info in a trusted system that we can refer back to when the time is right. And we can let it dance out of our consciousness as we focus on what needs to get done now. Objective number two, we need to discipline ourselves to translate those inputs that are coming into our lives into next actions. What needs to get done with the info we allow into our lives? Action, action, action. Specifically, next action, next action, next action. As David says, quote, "What's the next action? This is the critical question for everything you've collected. If you answer it appropriately, you'll have the key substantive thing to organize. The next action is the next physical, visible activity that needs to be engaged in order to move the current reality toward completion." End quote. All right, next big idea, mind like water. In karate, there is an image that's used to define the position of perfect readiness. Mind like water. Imagine throwing a pebble into a still pond. How does the water respond? The answer is totally and appropriately to the force and mass of the input. Then it returns to calm. It doesn't overreact or underreact. The power of a karate punch comes from speed, not muscle. It comes from a focused pop at the end of the whip. That's why petite people can learn to break boards and bricks with their hands. It doesn't take calluses or brute strength, just the ability to generate a focused thrust with speed. But a tense muscle is a slow one, so the high levels of training in the martial arts teach and demand balance and relaxation as much as anything else. Clearing the mind and being flexible are key. End quote. That begs the question, how's your mind? Like a still pond or with tons of turbulence? Learning how to relax, clear our minds, and show up with flexibility and calm power is where it's at. Reminds me of Dan Siegel's wisdom from MindSight. See those notes. Dan is one of the world's leading neuroscientists plus psychotherapists, and the core of his work is reaching a state of what he calls integration. Here's how he describes the optimal state of integration. Quote, "Now the qualities of an integrated flow spelled a universally memorable word, FACES, for flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, and stable. We can say that any healthy complex system has a FACES flow. In other words, when the self-organizational movement of the system is maximizing complexity, it attains a harmonious flow that is at once flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, and stable. I like to imagine the FACES flow as a river. The central channel of the river is the ever-changing flow of integration and harmony. One boundary of this flow is chaos. The other boundary is rigidity. These are the two banks of the river of integration." End quote. Makes me think of that still pond, eh? Only this river is flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, and stable. That's the ultimate aim of adopting David's GTD methodology. All right, next big idea, make it up, make it happen. Quote, "It's all connected. You can't really define the right action until you know the outcome. And your outcome is disconnected from reality if you're not clear about what you need to do physically to make it happen. You can get at it from either direction, and you must, to get things done. As an expert in whole-brained learning, a good friend of mine, Steven Snyder, put it, there are only two problems in life. One, you know what you want and you don't know how to get it. And or two, you don't know what you want. If that's true, and I think it is, then there are only two solutions. Make it up, make it happen." End quote. I like it. Do you know what you want? Do you know how to get it? If not, make it up, make it happen. All right, next big idea, the two-minute game. Quote, "If an action will take less than 2 minutes, it should be done at the moment it is defined." End quote. This is probably the number one thing you could do to improve your productivity. Seriously, it's super simple. If something takes less than 2 minutes to do, do it. Period. Try that out and watch your life change. I kid you not. It's that big. Roy Baumeister, one of the world's leading and most cited psychology researchers and an authority on willpower, check out the notes on his great book, Willpower, echoes this wisdom. He tells us, quote, "The two-minute rule. If something will take less than 2 minutes, don't put it on a list. Get it out of the way immediately." End quote. Notice how often you let less than two-minute things pile up. The dish you drop into the sink, the mail you set on the kitchen counter, the email you could easily respond to but leave in your inbox. all of those could have easily been one-touched and dispatched of in less than 2 minutes. Now, when you get in the habit of rocking these little things, a couple things happen. First, you eliminate the pile of 2-minute things, which easily and quickly become multiple hours of work, and you create a new sense of awesome velocity in your life. It feels really good to get things done. By playing the 2-minute game, you put yourself into flow more and more often, which catalyzes even more energy in your life. So, back to you. Ready to rock the 2-minute game? Let's do this. Next big idea is another fun game, Inbox Zero. Quote, it requires much less energy to maintain email at a zero base than at a 1,000 base, end quote. I'm pointing to that quote and saying, that is huge. How's your inbox doing these days? You at zero or 1,000? As David advises, paradoxically, it requires much less energy to maintain email at a zero base than at a 1,000 base. Why? Well, remember all the stuff floating through your mind that's like turbulence in the pond or open programs on your computer? David calls those open loops. We want to close them. Having 1,000 emails in your inbox, silently screaming for your attention, is a lot of open loops, draining you a lot more than you may think. How do we close those loops? There are a lot of practical ways to get to zero, and David goes into detail on his approach. For me, it all starts with elevating our standards and deciding that we'll get to and maintain an inbox zero. When I have that standard, it's fascinating to notice how the emails that stay in my inbox aren't the ones that necessarily require the most work. They're the ones that require me to make a decision. And they're still in my inbox because I've been unwilling, consciously or unconsciously, to make that decision. But something magical happens when we have the inbox zero standard. We can no longer avoid making a decision. And that's a very, very good thing. Open loops get closed, leaks get plugged, and an enormous amount of forward momentum is created. If you do this already, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, try it. Inbox zero, hashtag inbox zero. All right, the next big idea is the week before your vacation. Quote, most people feel best about their work the week before their vacation, but it's not because of the vacation itself. What do you do the last week before you leave on a big trip? You clean up, close up, clarify, and renegotiate all your agreements with yourself and others. I just suggest that you do that weekly instead of yearly, end quote. Love that. Don't you feel great the week before you take a vacation? As David suggests, it's not simply because of your vacation. It's because you're cleaning up all your commitments to yourself and others. He's big on what he calls a weekly review, where you basically go through that process in a systematic way on a regular basis. Parenthetical aside, I don't do this as well as I could, but it's awesome. Time for me to get on it more. Next big idea, envisioning plus planning for wild success. Quote, you can try it for yourself right now if you like. Choose one project that is new or stuck or that could simply use some improvement. Think of your purpose. Think of what a successful outcome would look like. Where would you be physically, financially, in terms of reputation or whatever? Brainstorm potential steps, organize your ideas, decide on next actions. Are you any clearer about where you want to go and how to get there? End quote. That's really good for a lot of reasons. A, simply awesome. B, it's a perfect distillation of the GTD process in a fun paragraph. So let's take a moment and unpack it and make it real. Choose a project that's new, stuck, or could use some optimizing. What is it? Press pause and think about that. What is a project that's new, stuck, or could use some optimizing? Think about that. We'll walk through it right now. All right, when you got that, we got space in the PDF. My project is fill in the blank. Okay, awesome. Now think of your purpose related to this project. Again, same thing. Pause, think about it. My purpose with this project is fill in the blank. Now, let's think of what a successful outcome would look like. Where would you be physically, financially, etc.? And remember this gem from David. Have you envisioned wild success lately? Let's imagine that. Wild success for my project looks like this. Think about that. Feel into that. What does it look like for you? Wild success. All right, fantastic. We're on a roll. Let's brainstorm potential next steps. Just let it rip. Think about it. What are potential next steps? And again, press pause. Think about this. Potential next steps for this project that I'm envisioning wild success on. What are they? All right. Now let's organize those potential next steps a bit more. The next steps that make the most sense are what? What makes sense for you to do immediately next? Your next actions. Think about that. Document that. And then what will you do? Let's get specific. I will do this next. What is it? Any clearer on where you want to go and how you're going to get there? Nice. Now, let's get it done. Well, there you go. That's a quick look at getting things done. And really, that last little big idea, that is GTD boiled down to a paragraph. I'd rewind if you're feeling it and go through those steps. Look at the PDF and make some notes. Think about it, walk through it, and go get things done. As I mentioned, I love David Allen. Learn more about him at gettingthingsdone.com. If you like this note, I think you'll also dig the notes on willpower, superhuman by habit, the willpower instinct, flow, the talent code, mindset, and the tools. Now let's check out some great quotes from the sidebar. David tells us, teaching you how to be maximally efficient and relaxed whenever you need or want to be was my main purpose in writing this book. Captain J.A. Hatfield tells us, the art of resting the mind and the power of dismissing from it all care and worry is probably one of the secrets of our great men. David Allen tells us, your ability to generate power is directly proportional to your ability to relax. Shunryu Suzuki tells us, if your mind is empty, it is always ready for anything. It is open to everything. David Allen tells us, you have to think about stuff more than you realize, but not as much as you're afraid you might. Henry Bergson says, think like a man of action, act like a man of thought. Horace tells us, rule your mind or it will rule you. George Bernard Shaw advises, people are always blaming their circumstances for what they are. I don't believe in circumstances. The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want. And if they can't find them, make them. All right, the final gem from David. Have you envisioned wild success lately? What's wild success look like in your life? And what big idea from this note jumped out at you that you can take, you can apply, you can live more consistently to get things done so that wild success becomes an extraordinary reality for you? That vision of wild success becomes a reality for you. Hope you enjoyed. Look forward to sharing more with you soon. Let's get things done. Have another awesome day. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to brianjohnson.me to download more.